We did look for the Minister for the Environment to talk to us. He's unavailable to us this morning. Labour Party Senator Lorraine Higgins is. She's in our Galway studio. Senator Higgins, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
What is today's deadline for?
Look, the reality of the 2nd of February was that it has never been a drop-dead deadline. However, for the purposes of acquiring allowances, for instance, if you have children, etc., I think it's important that you do register today because everybody will receive a bill, notwithstanding whether they register or not, in April.
I'm confused. What allowances will you not get if you don't register by today?
Well, there's certain allowances for children that have to be taken into account, and if you don't register by today, by midnight tonight,
what allowances?
You won't get those allowances. Well, there are certain allowances, Gavin, right across the board for children in terms of capacity, the number of litres that you get on an annual basis, and I would urge
I thought you were being billed irrespective of how much you use, isn't that right? I thought it was dependent on how many people were in the house.
That's correct.
We were constantly being told it was a simple matter of, you can reiterate if you want, of how much you pay for one person, how much you pay for more than one person. So what don't you get if you register by today?
That's correct. It's costing €3 per week, and it's very important to ensure the quality of our water into the future. And I know from dealing with people in clinics, Gavin, that you know they don't have the same degree of difficulty as they had prior to this new range of measures that was brought in
just
by the government.
Just to be clear, sorry, Senator Higgins, because today's deadline, again, if people don't register and plenty haven't, what don't they get if they don't register by today?
Well, you know, the Department of the Environment have come out very clearly and said that there may be a situation where there'd be added cost onto the price of paying for water for this year.
What added cost?
That hasn't been clarified yet, and I await to find out what that will be. There'll probably be a lot of discussion over the course of the coming week in relation to it.
So just to be clear, if you don't register by today, what happens?
If you don't register by today, there will be a situation where you'll be given optimal time to actually register right off.
So you'll be given more time, yes?
It seems so. But to be clear, the Minister has always stated from the outset, and indeed even last week, that the 2nd of February, it was not a drop-dead deadline.
So if I'm not sure if I want to register to pay for Irish Water, you're going to give me more I'm going to be given more time. I don't have to do it today. Is that right?
Well, it's very important for people to register today.
But I don't have to do it today. I'm not really going to face any problems if I don't do it today. Is that right?
Well, the situation is, as I said, and there's been a release from the department with regard to possible penalties, and that needs to be borne in mind.
What possible penalties?
There's no clarity on that right at this moment, Gavin.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be advocating that people break the law like Mary Lou seems to be doing. I think it's interesting,
okay,
her position given...
She's talking about not paying. We were talking there about not registering. If I don't pay, and I know this is a hypothetical matter because the bills won't arrive till April, if I don't pay, what will happen to me?
Well, there's a situation where there'll be an exchange of information from the revenue. We expect that there'll be legislation brought in over the course of this month where it'll be possible to put a charge on property. It'll also be possible for landlords to bill their tenants and take it out of their deposits.
Not possible yet, though, no?
Well, this is something that's going to be looked at during the course of this month, and we hope to have legislation in place before the end of February.
So at the moment, if I decide I'm not going to pay, you don't know what's going to happen to me yet, is that right?
Well, that's the position right now, but as soon as the legislation is prepared and brought before the Houses of the Oireachtas, it will be expected that there will be a charge put on people's properties and landlords will be permitted to take the cost of water out of their tenants' deposit.
How much of a charge do you think should be put on people's property if they don't pay?
I can't say that, Gavin, and I'm not going to speculate on that.
But you're a member of a party who will be legislating for this. What's your opinion?
Well, I haven't given it significant thought, but I would urge people that it's important not to break the law. I wouldn't be throwing around the populist line that Sinn Féin currently are. You can see how Mary Lou stutters and stammered over the issue about how she was going to pay for water, or how the government would pay for water in terms of taxation.
You can't tell me what will happen if I don't pay for water.
Well, these are decisions that will be made by the government, Gavin.
But they haven't been made yet.
There's
a deadline in place for today for people to register. The bills are going to arrive in April, and we still don't know what's going to happen if people don't pay.
Well, I've made it very, very clear that there will be a charge put on property and landlords will be permitted to take the price of Irish water out of deposits.
Senator Higgins, a large number of people haven't registered to pay. Thousands of people have protested on the streets and are continuing to do so. There's no grant in place yet. The amount of income that Irish Water are going to get as a result of people paying bills has already been lowered. There's no guarantee of passing the Eurostat test. No clarity on what landlords are expected to do if their tenants don't pay. What part of this plan has been a success so far?
First and foremost, I don't share your view, Gavin, when it comes to the numbers that have registered. There's almost 1.1 million have responded. That's 60% of where it needs to be, you know, and there's quite a large number.
Nearly a million people who haven't.
But look, I mean, as I said, the 2nd of February isn't a drop-dead deadline, you know.
The first deadline was last year, and a million people still haven't registered.
Mistakes were made last year, there's no question of that. We've held our hands up to that. But all you have to do is look at the protests over the weekend.
The numbers were significantly down. What part of
the
policy so far has been a success?
Look, we've had difficulties. Anytime you're trying to set up a new utility, it's going to present some degree of difficulty, and I think you will acknowledge that.
Has there been any success yet?
Of course there's been success. You can see the silent majority that have registered to pay the water charge at 1.1 million as it stands.
One further question before I let you go. Apologies for changing subject, but we should offer you a view on this. We heard from both Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin this morning on the issue of the Ceann Comhairle. Fianna Fáil is saying that they're considering a motion of no confidence if he refuses to withdraw his remarks about Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil undermining him. Do you think he should withdraw his remarks?
Well, that's a matter for the Ceann Comhairle. I'm a member of the Senate. I think if there's an issue to do with the Senate or the Comhairle of the Senate, I'd be in a position to comment. But when it comes to Dáil business, I'm not a member of the Dáil.
Senator Lorraine Higgins, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.